Today's here in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hey. We left off on the last line of the Mechaber on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, but we'll just go back to the line before that and start with the words Umikol Makom. So we said yesterday, Umikol Makom Tzorosh Yad Likena Bimkom Hanachosa, that you should light it in the place where it's already going to be situated, where you're going to put your menorah. Why? Now here's the new stuff. Shim hidlika bifnim, because if you were to light it inside and then v'otzia l'chutz and then bring it someplace else, you would in fact not be yotze, lo yotze. Why? Sharoa omer, somebody sees you moving it, is going to say, why is he moving it? He needs the light someplace else. Litzarko hu madlika. It's clear to the observer that you're moving it for the purposes of your benefit and not for the pure mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah licht. Mishbur explains this if cotton hay. You should specifically light it in the place where you're going to eventually place it. He says, during the times of the Gemara, where they would light outdoors, again, like they do in Eretz Yisrael today, to a large extent, but certainly not the way it's done in the rest of the world. So he says, that's simple, very straightforward, because not only do you have to light it, that's the mitzvah, but the placement of it, it should be outside to be Mekayim Pirsum Nisa, to be publicizing the miracle, so it should be done in the same place. Shisham hu makom achiyuv shel Pirsum Nisa, because that is where you'll in fact fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsum Nisa. And this book continues, he says, Afilu kayom, even nowadays, shon mekilin madlikim bifnim babayis, that we don't light outside because it's dangerous sometimes, and therefore we usually don't light outside, but we light inside in the house for the people of the house. Mikomokum eno yotzi bofenze. If you move it around, you light it, let's say in your living room, then you move to your dining room, that's not right. The tzor shiyad lokas haneros b'mokum shenichin l'besof. Ultimately, you should light them in the place where you will place them. And he brings down dish number 7, it's wrong for women to light the candles in the sukkah and then move them inside. Wherever you light them, that's where they should be. Why? Because the same reason that we just said, because the person seeing you moving it will say he obviously needs the light in a different place. That's why he's moving it, as opposed to it's l'shem mitzvahs hadlokas ner Chanukah. Therefore, the Mishmur says, "Ulfize poshlu that din imad liko bechutz v'nicham ifnim gam ken in yotze b'tamze." Therefore, it's obvious if you light it outside and then you bring it inside, you're also not going to be yotze. Sivkot involve. If you were to light it inside and bring it out, so we said you're not yotze as well. The Kotzwa Poskin, the Mishmur says that the Poskin bring down, and this you can see in the Shaar Tzion, Daki Moshe, in the name of the Mari, and other Achronim as well. And he says, "Shafilu hoyo adloko v'anocha b'mokum echa b'fnim b'chutz." Even if you lit it and you placed it in the same place, whether it's inside or outside, gam kein yesh lizor. You have to be very careful. Shlo l'taltel haneros Chanukah mimekomam at yushlam hashiur shel adloka. Okay, you lit it and you placed it there, and now you want to move it 20 minutes later. No, don't move it the hainu chatzi shah until the half hour that it's required to be lit is completed. However, he does bring down the Yesh Omrim, and you can see this in the Shaar Tzion Oz Vav, that this is the opinion from the Yamshel Shlomo. The Magen Avraham brings down the Yamshel Shlomo, and also the Pri Chodosh and others. So they say, Shemekilim is that. They're Mekel over here and say that once it was lit in the same place that it's supposed to be placed, and then you move it later on, maybe you would be Yotze. Because of the Prima Godim, the Chachila Bavada Yesh is always that. Albeit, even though the Prima Godim says you might be Yotze in that way, you shouldn't do so. And he says, even the Chanukah licht that you light in the shul, you should leave them in the same place for at least a half hour that they're supposed to be lit. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, there is an opinion that we brought down, which is lemaisa. What we normally do is that we don't get any hanor from the Chanukah licht at any point in time because of low plug. People are going to see and not know that you're not allowed to get hanor from the Chanukah licht during the half hour that they are required to be lit, and they're going to see you getting an offer, and they'll think that you can get an offer from it, that even though for you it's after the half hour. So there, because the person observing you is not going to know whether it's the first half hour or afterwards. So in the Shaar Tzion, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Chofetz Chaim brought down that the same thing would apply over here. You shouldn't move them even after the half hour that they were required to be lit. And that is the commonly accepted minhag. Then the Mechaber continues, he says, if a person were to hold the Chanukah licht, when you light it, don't hold on to the Chanukah licht, even though it's in its place, you're not yotzei, because the person who's watching you, Sharoa, oh, he's holding it because he needs the light. So have the menorah in the right place when you light it. Light it over there, and then leave it over there the entire time that the Chanukah licht are going to be lit. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Zayin that this is the opinion of the Taz, the Davka she'ochazo kosman mitzvoso. He says if this would be, according to the Taz, only if you held it the entire time of the mitzvah. Avam ochazo biyado k'tzaz man. If you're holding it just a little bit when you're lighting it, v'achakach b'nicha kishi dolekas, and then you leave it there, so then you would be yotzei. However, Avokam Achronim, many Achronim, he brings down in the Sharatzion Oskles, looking at El Yerabba, the Prima Gadol, and the Mamma Mordechai, Mefach, because they disagree with this. The Daitim, in their opinion, is like I originally said, the Ein Lidlok, Achyu Munochim Tchilo Bimkomim. Don't hold on to it, place it in its proper spot, and only then leave go, and then go and light it. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mishomer, there is an opinion that's brought down, you can see in the Baragola, this is from the Rosh. The kevon da adlock osu mitzvah, since the actual lighting does the mitzvah, sarashitin shemen baner kidei shir kodem adlocka, that since when you're lighting it, that's the actual mitzvah, there already has to be enough oil in there to last a half an hour, the chatzi shah that you're required to light it for, and not that you had only 5 minutes of oil there, you light it, and then you add another 25 minutes of oil afterwards. And that's why the Mechaber writes, Avol im Beirach, if you first made the bracha of a hidlik and lit it, and only afterwards added the adequate amount of oil, V'achakach hosif shemen akidei shiur, and now it does have a half an hour's worth of oil, but not when you lit it. So then, lo yotzi dechavos. So this opinion of the Rosh says you're not yotze your obligation of a Chanukah licht. Mishbur explained in Sivkot and Ches, V'tzorot chavos, what should you do? You extinguish it. V'litim bo shemen kishir, then you add the shemen that you need to have the full shear, and then V'lachzor, you have to go ulhadik again. Of course, he says, below bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. And this is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, is the opinion of the Chabad Moshe, the Nishmas Odom, in Siv Kot and Tes. But he says, not like the Pre-Chadosh. The Pre-Chadosh would say that you have to go make another bracha because your first bracha doesn't count according to Pre-Chadosh. But when we have a Sofik brachos on a Dinder Rabbanon, and Chanukah Licht is important, it is, it's a Dinder Rabbanon, so Sofik brachos l'hokil, the Mishmur said, you don't make a bracha. Sif Gimel, final beautiful Sif in this Simen. Sif Gimel B'chaber writes, Isha Madlekes Ner Chanukah She'af Hi Chayeves Bo. A woman is perfectly permissible to go and light the Chanukah lift for the house and be motzi her husband even, because she is Mechayeves B'dover. Mishbur explains in Sif Katan Tes, Pirush, Ba'ad Kol B'nei Veisa, she can light it, not only for herself, but she can be motzi the entire household. The technical mitzvah is one candle for the entire house. You want to do Mahadrin, so you do one candle for every single person that has one, do Mahadrin and Mahadrin, so everybody lights all the candles, but technically, the woman could light the candles for the house, or for her husband. Let's say just her and her husband, so you're only lighting one Chanukah Lecht, so she could light it and be motzi her husband. The issue of footnote number 13 adds, Umisha soid bebayis bebeis chavero back right. If somebody's eating at their friend's house or they're staying at their friend's house on a temporary basis, v'yeshlo bayis b'osu, and he has his house that he's going to go back to in the city that night. So we'll learn in Simon Tov Reishayin Zayin, Shiroi Shilech be'atzmo lahadik b'veiso. It will be preferable for him to go to his own house and light himself, v'lo yitzav alishto lahadik shom, as opposed to asking his wife to go light for him there. She's obviously not at the place where he is. So it will be preferable for him to go back and light it. Why? Because of the mitzvah. It's preferable to do the mitzvah yourself rather than to designate shliach. And as we've already pointed out, the minhag is when the husband and wife both have the obligation, by Shabbos candles, the wife does the lighting and is motzi the husband. And by Chanukah lich, the husband does the lighting and is motzi the wife. The reason is this, we have the famous pasuk in Tehillim called Kvuda Vasmela Penima, that something that's internal, the house, the Shabbos lift is for internal usage, for Shalom Bayis, so that's the wife's responsibility. Something that's more external, Persumei Nisa, on the outside, that would be the husband's responsibility. But Min HaDin, each one could do the other one. If for whatever the reason the wife can't light, the husband lights the Shabbos candles. And if for whatever reason the husband can't light, the wife lights the Chanukah licht. Mishmur continues, he says, V'afilu ish yochol asos oso shliach lotzio. Technically, the man can make his wife to be a shliach, to be motzi, him and his obligation on the house. And this is certainly true if they're together at the time that she is lighting the candles and he is the bracha. Over the Evet, and even if they don't hear the bracha, they can be yotzi. And we learned previously that even if he's not in the house, technically she can be motzi him. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, likewise, a man can make the bracha for his wife. The yotze sidei chavosa, and she fulfills her obligation by listening to him. If she goes and is there and listens to the bracha, but not under other circumstances. Now, what are we talking about over here? So the issue footnotes number 14 and 15 are important. So the issue footnote number 14, he brings down that le'inyan isha shehedlika ner Shabbos v'kibelis v'kiblo Shabbos b'kach. woman lit the Shabbos lift and then realized she didn't light the Hanukkah lift. So we learned previously, and we'll learn again in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Tes, Shetomo Liachal Adlik, that you can ask a Jewish person even to light for you as long as they haven't accepted Shabbos yet. And that person will make the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Hanukkah b'shvila, and she is yotzei her obligation. She can't make the bracha herself, he brings down, because it's also for her at that point to light, because she accepted Shabbos. However, the bracha was also Shas Nisan, bracha Shechiyonu, it's the first night, she would be able to make for herself. Dishuvah number 15 brings down, Shein HaShliach Yochel Uvarach Elim Kein HaMashaleach Omeid Shom Shemesh Bracha. We just said that the person who's being motzied has to be there and listen to the bracha. Now, under normal circumstances, you can ask somebody to do something for you, and you don't have to be there to be Yotzei if it was something that just needed to be done. So you don't have to be there. So how come over here you have to be there and listen? So Shlomo Zalman says, ideally, we're dealing here, Shemeduba Shemadlik Beveso Shel HaMeshaleach, Deina Shaliach Osa Mitzvahs Klal, because the shaliach is no obligation whatsoever. If you're in the shaliach's house and you're participating in his mitzvah, so then you wouldn't have to be there. But here, he's coming to your house to do it for you. So therefore, that's why you have to be there. The analogous situation would be if you ask somebody to put tefillin on his arm for you. You can't be yotze. You can ask somebody to put your tefillin on your arm, and then you have to be there, obviously, and that's how you're yotze. So this is a situation. The only way you can be yotze is because it didn't shomea ka'one. Furthermore, if for whatever the reason the person was asking them to light for you, you're not able to be there to listen to the bracha. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down so they are fulfilling to a certain extent having the Ner Chanukah in their house, so but they can't make a bracha over there if nobody's there to listen to the bracha, because he's not obligated, so he should have in mind when he makes the bracha in his house that this bracha will also go on the house of his friend when he lights over there when nobody is there to listen to him make the bracha. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Ayin in Tshuvas Olash Shmuel in Simon Kufay, where he said, Dilididon, according to this Shita, Shemadlikin Kolecha Bifneatzo, that everybody has to light for themselves. So, Mikol Mokom, Isha Eno Trichaladik, a woman doesn't have to, she's Yotzi with a husband, the Havion Rak Tefelos Lanoshim, because normally she is subordinate to a husband in this mitzvah. However, the Imrotzos Lahadik Mivarchos, if they wish to light, they can, and they make a bracha. There's no different. The Havi Kishar Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, the Yecholos Lavarch. It's no different than any other Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, that if she wishes to take upon herself the obligation under normal circumstances, with the exception of Tefillin and Tzitzis, she can. And in that situation, according to Ashkenazim, she is allowed to go make the bracha. Dishavut number 16 brings down, V'av Kishar Rotze Lahadik Bi'atzma Eino Mechuvenes Lotze Sidei Chova Be'alok Zbala. And if she chooses to do this herself, it meant she's by definition saying, I do not want a bish to be yotzei with my husband, and therefore, then she will be obligated on her own from the Ikar Adin that she's obligated to go and light Chanukah and not be yotzei with her husband if that's what she says she doesn't want to do. Again, the minhag is that she should be yotzei with her husband. And he asks, how come the Mishnah were right? She's obligated over here, so why wouldn't she have to make the bracha? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shekivan Shemidin Ishto Kegufo Eino Tzricha Lahadik Afilu L'Mahadrin L'Mahadrin, because the husband and wife are one unit, and therefore even those that light, every single person in the house lights their own Chanukah lift for the number of nights that it is, nevertheless, husband and wife are one unit. And therefore, Imkain Eni Yechol L'Hachdik Sassasli Dechi of Hadlaka Ulvarach, so she can't obligate herself to do so if she says she doesn't want to be Yotzi with her husband. However, if she did that, so then she is able to go and make the bracha because of the concept of she can accept upon herself to do a mitzvah seishas ban grama if she wishes to. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes, come up with a whole mitzvah seishas ban grama, she holy lekonis is asmali dechi of mitzvah, ulavarachala. That's the reason why, and not because she's obligated necessarily on her own. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Ukisha ain ho ish babayis tadakisha. If the man is at home, of course the woman should like. Devi baskiyuva, because she is obligated. She and the husband are, and the husband's at home, so she has to do it. Ube bracha, she makes a bracha. Below yadik katan, don't let a child do this instead. Uki likame, as we're going to say. Because of Rashal, the Rashal writes b'tshuva in Simon Ayin Zayin, he says, a blind person, suma, imhu bebayis shacherim dolkin, if he's in a house where other people are lighting, b'yochol lishtatit b'prite imohem, and he can just pay a small amount of money to, quote, participate with them, v'yivarchol of, and they'll make the bracha for him, say, oh, that's preferable than the suma lighting himself. V'chein im yesh lo ish, if a man has a wife, ish domad lekes olav, If the blind person is married, his wife should preferably lie for him and not the other way around like it normally is if the husband lies. But here, the wife should lie for her blind husband. If the blind person lives alone, then Luishi, he doesn't have a wife, or his wife's not there, then he is allowed to lie. Of course, somebody should help him. And he says, Ayin Shari Truva, the lawyer brought. But the Shari Truva brings down that he should not make a brach in this situation. And certainly, if a kosher came, Shani Yochel Lotzi Achem, and he wouldn't be able to be motzi other people in this as well. The issue foot number 17 points out, Imuroa Kitsas Esorinair, but if he sees a little bit, so then the Das Torah says, then he lights with the bracha. What about the Shabbos licht? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Samach Gimel, Lagabi Isha Shisuma. If a woman is blind, Shemyesh Lo Baal Shupikach Huivach. If she has a husband who's a bar das, so then the husband should preferably light. But if not, she's a living by herself. Yicholi Lavarach on their Shabbos. She could make the bracha on the near Shabbos because even though she doesn't get the direct tana herself, many other people will benefit from having the light in the house, and therefore you can make the bracha. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's explanation. What about the bracha of Shos and Isim Shechayonu? So Rav Azar Zatzal and the Shevet Halevi brings down Shekivin Shadas and Miri. The Miri's opinion is that Efshor Levarach Brachos Elu Gam Mishlo Hidlik Velo Ra Ner Chanukah. He says you can just make those brachas even if you don't see the Ner Chanukah. So Mishum Shehem Nisaknu Al Zman. They're not specifically for seeing Ner Chanukah. They're specifically on the Zman of Chanukah. So according to this Miri, he says a blind person that lights for themselves would be allowed to make the bracha of Shos and Isim and Shechayonu. And he says, especially according to the Marshal, Shesum Yechol Avarech Lahadlik, anyway, Kimim Shabachay and Roas Aner. Again, for the same reason that we just said above, that since other people see the Ner, even though they're not going to benefit from it, not going to benefit from Chanuk and Lift, but since the Pesum and Nisa aspect is fulfilled, by the other people seeing it, so even the Sumo, according to Marshal, can make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shochanukah. Back to Mechaber. So Mechaber said, Isha Madlekets Ner Chanukah, Afi Chayevitz, because she's obligated in the mitzvah. Mr. Brewer explains the Sivkot and Yud, Shanez Hoyagam Lehen. The Nes, of course, occurred because of the great Yehudis, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Shagzera Yisrael called Basula, Nebuch, there was a terrible disgera that every woman who was to be married, she was a Basula, Hanisa, she was going to get married, she tiboil a Hegmon Tchila, she first had to live with the Hegmon, the governor. The Gam Hachua Nase de Isha, and because Yehudis brought about the relief of Kla Yisrael, Shabbas Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Chotzko Rosh, Shorosh Hatzorvian. The Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was going to be married, and she said, sure, I'll stay with the Hegmon, and then she cut off the Hegmon's head when she stayed with him. She then showed the head to everybody else, and all the Yevonim were scared, and they ran away, and the Maccabees won. Chofetz Chaim does bring down that while the woman can light for her husband, in Dibra Maskel Isha Madlekes, he does bring down the famous Gemara in Brachos, and in other places, that if a man allows a woman to go make a bracha for him, and he could have learned to make the bracha, and he didn't, so Chacham said, Tavo me'eru l'odim, shishto bonim mevarchim lo. Such a person who's basically lazy and chose not to learn, and could have learned, so then it's a curse will come upon him if he lets his wife or children make the bracha on his behalf. The Chabad continues his rights, Abel miliko cheri shoto v'kotin. It is non-competent people, the person who can't hear or talk, the person who's mentally incapacitated, or a child under they don't accomplish anything. Mishbur explains, Sifkon Yudala, Afilu Achem Omdim Agam, even somebody standing over them to make sure they do it right, they ain't Aleim Chiyav Mitzvah, they don't have the obligation, and therefore they can't be motzi anyone else. The issue footnote number 19 says the same thing, Anochri Shehidlik Ner Chanukah Loso Lov Klum. Anochri, a non-Jewish person, can't accomplish the mitzvah as well, even though he's lighting on your behalf. And the Chabar adds, Afal Pi Sheinichal Godl, even though the Godl put the menorah there, if the cotton lights it, it's not accomplishing anything for the gadol. Mishnah Berurah says, "Yud Beis, the adlok osa mitzvah v'lo anocha," because the placement doesn't do anything; it's the lighting it. Now we go. The Mechaber continues and says, "Yesh misha omer b'katan shigel chinuch muta," but there is that opinion which we brought down previously, which we see is from the Ran in the name of the Bala Eter, that if the cotton is shigel chinuch, he could be yotzi a gadol. Mishnah Berurah explains, "Siv cotton yud gimel, he nailed fi mashu sosam Mechaber b'simin tofer ish peites siv beis," that the Mechaber previously said, "Mashu de la ma'isa ain l'smok shi a cotton yochel otzi bad l'kasol l'gdolim," that we don't paskin this halacha lemaisa. Finally, the Ramah says, "Hago ul didon the kolecha mibnei abayis madlik bnei yatzol." Nowadays, that everybody lights for themselves. We do mahadrin and mahadrin cotton shigil lechinuch tzorch ladagamkid, that we do require a cotton to light for himself. Mishra Rira concludes in Sif Kotin Yudal, and he says, "Rosh Shalom." The Ramah is telling us over here, "The apim name lalochad lo kiyei shobri manal vein yochel lo tziachem minhadlok." So even if we say that we don't allow him to fulfill something for somebody else, "Komokum hu be'asul kiven shigil lechinuch tzorch ladag," he should light for himself. I in the bir halacha here we discuss this in more detail. V'nira li, the Mishra Rira says, "Lekotin ain tzorch lachem kuli ha." You don't have to be machmir for cotton that much. "V'day sheyad debucholay l'rak ner echad lechuliyama." He could light with just one candle for each night and not have to light the mahadrin and mahadrin, although we usually do that. Finally, he concludes and says, a ger, a convert, gam kin yochel omar sh'osi nisal l'asen. He can say the bracha, sh'osi nisal l'avosen, even though he's a ger. With this, we conclude the siman and today's shir.